Curator Jeff Rosenheim.
The dominant way in which Irving Penn did his fashion work, starting around 1950, was to place the models in their couture clothing on one backdrop that he found in Paris in 1950, but he allows the edge of the cloth to be visible. He shows the actual ingredients of the fashion photograph in the picture.
This was a radical departure for fashion photography at the time. By revealing the backdrop, the original is actually on display later in the exhibition, Penn brought a sense of honesty to a medium previously dominated by controlled artifice.
He was, in a certain sense, one of the most modern photographers of the century, in that he is not trying to hide the act, he's trying to reveal it.
Penn also chose his own models. One of his favorites was the Swedish-born Lisa Fonsegrive, who was perhaps the era's first supermodel. She had prior training as a dancer and a natural elegance. Even more than beauty, she had an intuitive sense of line and movement that allowed her to arrange her body so the haute couture appeared at its best. When Penn made this photograph in 1950, the two were deeply in love and set to marry. They'd met 3 years earlier on a fashion assignment, naturally. Elsewhere in this gallery, you can get a glimpse of that moment. It's a photograph of 12 of the most famous models of the day. Vogue assigned Penn to make a group portrait, but at the center, he highlights Fonsegrive. Their son, Tom Penn, recalls the family story.
He had posed the 12 models in certain positions, and he asked them all to look towards the camera. And just as he was about to fire the shutter, my mother turned her profile. And I think that moment was the spark where he thought, that's better. She knows that's better. And that's when the love began, at that split second. Later on, when they were photographing in Paris, they were so in love. I can't imagine what that must have been like. To have the love and the luxury of the work and everything coming together,